Okay, so all of you, look at the camera.
Okay.
Sir, can you twist towards me totally? That's it.
It was a photo shoot by The New Yorker that brought the Little Rock Nine together one final time last November.
Beautiful!
Standing in front of Central High, they posed as part of a series on civil rights icons. I was brought in by the magazine to interview all nine, including Jefferson Thomas.
That's always great to all nine of us to be here together. Of course, it gets a little silly. We were robbed so much of a typical teenager growing up that whenever we get back together, we kind of go back and pick up some of the silly things teenagers do.
Thomas wound up becoming the first of the nine to die. On that afternoon, he talked about what it was like being a 15-year-old, having to brave angry segregationist mobs with the national media following the crisis.
We were just kids, and I was trying to figure out what did I do to deserve that. You know, I really didn't see that we were doing anything wrong. And got involved in it and couldn't quit because we were not doing anything wrong.
Thomas said after growing up among both black and white children, he thought he would be eventually welcomed by his classmates. But he told me he was wrong.
I changed my belief that if we can get past that violent mob of adults outside, get into the school, other teenagers would welcome us because teenagers are smarter than adults anyway. Mm-hmm. So I thought we would be welcome inside the school. I wasn't really disappointed until after we got in and I found out that the first couple of days we were welcome, but then someone organized the white students and they would either harass us or they would turn and look the other way, wouldn't say anything, give us the silent treatment. And that was the rough part of knowing that teenagers could do other teenagers that way.
It would take President Eisenhower sending the army to Little Rock to get the nine into Central, against the wishes of white segregationists and Governor Orville Faubus. After graduating from high school in 1960, Thomas went to college, served as an infantry squad leader in Vietnam, then spent 27 years working as a civil servant in Columbus, Ohio. As one of the Little Rock Nine, he also spoke regularly about his experiences. In my interview last November, he said he has one key regret about how things have turned out in the nation's schools.
I see segregation within the schools. The schools would say it's not segregated, but when you go inside to speak or to just visit, to walk through the halls, you see the students have separated themselves along certain lines, not segregated, but they are separate a lot. And it's sort of just discouraging, I guess. But I can't expect everybody to see the world the way I do.
Jefferson Thomas died last month of pancreatic cancer at the age of 67. Tomorrow, a memorial service will be held in front of Central at the Reflecting Pool. Spirit Tricky is a spokeswoman for the Central High National Historic Site.
This is a chance for Arkansans to come together and honor Jefferson Thomas and, you know, his sacrifices and the role that he played in making this world really a better place, not just education, but also making strides and advances in terms of race relations in this world.
Thomas's son, Jefferson Thomas Jr., will be speaking at the event. Representing the surviving members of the Little Rock Nine will be Minnie Jean Brown Tricky. Governor Mike Beebe, Congressman Vic Snyder, and a group of current students from Central are also taking part. The memorial begins tomorrow afternoon at 5 and is open to the public. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Michael Heblin in Little Rock.